President John Mahama has hinted that the statue of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, similar to that mounted at the AU headquarters in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, will be erected at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle as a lasting memorial in his honor. Aside from this, government has submitted to Parliament an amendment to the Public Holidays Act to include the birthday of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the 21st of September every year, as a statutory public holiday. The president was speaking at an interaction with members of the Kwame Nkrumah Centenary Planning Committee at the Flagstaff House, Kanda. The chairman of the committee, Professor Akilakpa Soya, presented the president with a compilation of colloquiums held since Founders Day was instituted in 2009. Here is Pascalina Dadivo with the details.
The late President John Evans Atta Mills in 2009 declared by executive instrument the 21st of September, the birthday of Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, a public holiday. That year marked the 100th birthday of Dr. Nkrumah and was named the Founders Day. The day has since been marked as such, backed by an executive instrument rather than legislative. On Founders Day, a short ceremony is usually held at the Kwame Nkrumah Mausoleum and heralded with lectures to espouse the legacy of the living legend. Chairman of the Kwame Nkrumah Centenary Planning Committee, Professor Akilakpa Soya, presented the President John Mahama with a compilation of lectures held during the centenary celebration. The book was printed by the Center for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR. Professor Akilakpa Soya said the committee is grateful to the President for the many contributions. He stated that there are two outstanding projects the committee wishes to undertake. They include a website to serve as information bank on the life of Dr. Nkrumah and an archive.
The purpose of this presentation is to return to the government of Ghana, which had set up the centenary celebration, a token of the event. The colloquium was very successful indeed, brought together a lot of scholars with good presentations, and it has taken us some time to do the manuscript into a publishable shape. There are two major things that are still outstanding, and those are to have a proper website which will become an information bank, not only on Kwame Nkrumah himself, but on his time and his ideas and his colleagues and Ghana's history. Similarly, we are also looking to develop an archive, a proper archive where we can then receive the documents of Grota at the moment all over the world. And I'm happy to say that we're not asking for one single city, because as you recall, we were able to save some money from the celebration, which will apply to the next stage.
President Mahama commended the committee for the accountable manner the celebrations were organized. He said the lectures that climaxed the Founders Day celebration were excellent and intellectual. President Mahama assured the committee that the Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, will assist them in prosecuting the projects they hope to undertake. He also pledged his support to the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences, a brainchild of Dr. Nkrumah.
Certainly one of the good things the committee did was to deliver an excellent celebration below budget, and we were surprised at, you know, how you were able to do this, you know, far, far below what we had budgeted. I feel very proud when I go to the new conference center of the African Union, and just to the right is a beautiful statue of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. There is a second one that we intend, after the Kwame Nkrumah interchange has been finished, to erect it somewhere near the Kwame Nkrumah interchange as a lasting memorial to Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. We also are happy that we were able to get reprints of his book that were very difficult to find anywhere in the world, made available during the centenary celebration. I now have a full collection of his works, and I keep it very proudly, you know, in my bookcase.
Now, what's President Mahama ending that report by Pascaline Adadev?